FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The number of people killed in a horrific bus crash on the KZN North Coast has climbed to 9. Transport officials say a tire blowout is believed to have caused the 82-seater vehicle to veer off the road on the N2 between Mandini and Kwadakusa and roll down a steep embankment. A child aged 4 was among those killed yesterday. Provincial spokesperson Ndaba Sinclair Sabir says members of the 12 Apostles Church in Trinity were being transported from Richards Bay and Shaka's Kraal.
This bus accident has occurred as we are about to wrap up our road safety plans for the Easter holidays. We wish to express our deepest condolences to the families of the victims. The MEC and our newly appointed chaplain will be coordinating the visit to the families of the deceased.
Tributes have been streaming in for theatre legend Athol Fugard, who has died at the age of 92. The renowned playwright passed away at his home in Stellenbosch after a long illness. Fugard wrote more than 30 plays over 7 decades, with his most important pieces touching on the raw themes of apartheid. Arts and Culture Minister Gaetan McKenzie says the country's lost one of its greatest literary and theatrical icons. Here's the Western Cape Premier, Alan Windy.
South Africa and the world has lost an artist, an icon, and it is really a sad day. His penetrating, sharp wit has left an indelible mark on our shared cultural heritage, and his acute understanding of our country's political and cultural makeup is unmatched.
In 2006, the film Tsotsi, based on a novel he published, won the first foreign language film Oscar for a South African production. The Centre for Creative Arts at the UKZN says Fugard's contribution to theatre was incredible, while the Marker Theatre Foundation says he put the country's playwriting on the world map. Now, Cabinet is set to give its final approval of the Finance Minister's reworked budget today. Enoch Godongwana is expected to deliver his budget speech on Wednesday. The tabling of the budget was postponed last month over disagreements within the Government of National Unity regarding a proposed 2% value-added tax increase. The DA has indicated that it will only support the reworked budget if it puts more emphasis on igniting the economy. On the international front, Syria's new leader says he won't allow factional fighting to drag the country back into a civil war. Ahmed al-Sharaa is promising swift justice for civilians caught up in clashes between security forces and fighters loyal to ousted President Bashar al-Assad. A human rights war monitor fears the death toll has climbed to more than 1,300. On a visit to a mosque, al-Sharaa says anyone found to have harmed civilians will be severely punished.
What is currently happening in Syria represents the type of expected challenges. We must preserve national unity, and we can live together, God willing, in unity in this country.
Back home, the weather office has placed KZN's extreme western parts under a level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms. We can expect excessive lightning, damaging winds and heavy downpours today. Durban's reaching a high of 27 degrees, Maritzburg 24, Richards Bay 29. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.